The Structure of Social Action by Talcott Parsons. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Structure of Social Action, written by Talcott Parsons in 1937, is a classic work of sociology that examines the structure of social action and its implications for the study of social systems. The book is divided into three parts. The first part examines the concept of action and its relationship to social systems. Parsons argues that action is the fundamental unit of social life and that it is the basis for understanding social systems. He then goes on to discuss the various types of action, including instrumental, expressive, and normative action. He also examines the role of culture in shaping action and the implications of this for social systems. The second part of the book focuses on the structure of social action. Parsons argues that action is structured by four elements: the actor, the situation, the means, and the ends. He then examines how these elements interact to produce social action. He also discusses the role of norms and values in structuring action and the implications of this for social systems. The third part of the book examines the implications of the structure of social action for the study of social systems. Parsons argues that the structure of social action provides a framework for understanding the dynamics of social systems. He then goes on to discuss the implications of this for the study of social change, the role of power in social systems, and the implications of this for social policy. The Structure of Social Action is an important work of sociology that has had a lasting impact on the field. It provides a framework for understanding the structure of social action and its implications for the study of social systems. It is an essential read for anyone interested in the study of social systems. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Social action is a process of interaction between individuals and groups. Idea summary: Talcott Parsons argues that social action is a complex process of interaction between individuals and groups, which is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. Talcott Parsons argues that social action is a complex process of interaction between individuals and groups. This process is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. Social action involves the exchange of symbols, ideas, and values between individuals and groups, and is influenced by the norms, values, and beliefs of the society in which it occurs. Social action is also shaped by the economic, political, and social structures of the society, as well as by the power dynamics between individuals and groups. Social action is thus a dynamic process that is constantly changing and evolving in response to the changing environment. Parsons argues that social action is a process of negotiation and compromise between individuals and groups. It is a process of communication and exchange, in which individuals and groups attempt to reach a mutually beneficial outcome. Social action is also a process of learning and adaptation, in which individuals and groups learn from their experiences and adjust their behavior accordingly. Finally, social action is a process of collective action, in which individuals and groups work together to achieve a common goal. Main idea number 2. Social action is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. Idea summary: Parsons argues that the cultural and structural context in which social action takes place is an important factor in determining its form and content. He suggests that this context can be used to explain the behavior of individuals and groups. Talcott Parsons argues that the cultural and structural context in which social action takes place is an important factor in determining its form and content. He suggests that this context can be used to explain the behavior of individuals and groups. According to Parsons, the cultural context of social action is composed of shared values, beliefs, and norms that shape the way people interact with each other. The structural context, on the other hand, is composed of the economic, political, and social structures that influence the way people behave. For example, the economic structure of a society can influence the way people interact with each other by providing incentives or disincentives for certain behaviors. Similarly, the political structure of a society can shape the way people interact by providing rules and regulations that govern their behavior. Finally, the social structure of a society can influence the way people interact by providing a framework for social interaction and communication. Parsons argues that understanding the cultural and structural context of social action is essential for understanding the behavior of individuals and groups. He suggests that by understanding the cultural and structural context of social action, we can better understand why people behave the way they do and how their behavior is shaped by the environment in which they live. This understanding can then be used to inform policy decisions and interventions that can help to improve the lives of individuals and groups. Main idea number 3. Social action is a form of communication. Idea summary: Parsons argues that social action is a form of communication between individuals and groups, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this communication is essential for the functioning of society. Talcott Parsons argues that social action is a form of communication between individuals and groups. He suggests that this communication is essential for the functioning of society, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. According to Parsons, social action is a way for individuals and groups to express their values, beliefs, and intentions to one another. It is also a way for them to negotiate and resolve conflicts, and to coordinate their activities. Parsons argues that social action is a form of communication that is both intentional and meaningful. He suggests that it is a way for individuals and groups to communicate their values, beliefs, and intentions to one another. He also argues that it is a way for them to negotiate and resolve conflicts, and to coordinate their activities. In addition, he suggests that social action is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. Parsons' view of social action as a form of communication is important for understanding how societies function. He suggests that it is essential for individuals and groups to be able to communicate their values, beliefs, and intentions to one another in order for society to function effectively. He also argues that it is important for them to be able to negotiate and resolve conflicts, and to coordinate their activities in order for society to function properly. Main idea number 4. Social action is a form of adaptation. Idea summary: Parsons argues that social action is a form of adaptation to the environment, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this adaptation is essential for the functioning of society. Talcott Parsons argues that social action is a form of adaptation to the environment, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this adaptation is essential for the functioning of society. According to Parsons, social action is a process of adjustment between the individual and the environment, and it is through this process that individuals are able to achieve their goals. He argues that social action is a form of adaptation that is based on the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. This adaptation is necessary for the functioning of society, as it allows individuals to adjust to their environment and to achieve their goals. Parsons further argues that social action is a form of adaptation that is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this adaptation is essential for the functioning of society, as it allows individuals to adjust to their environment and to achieve their goals. He also argues that social action is a process of adjustment between the individual and the environment, and that it is through this process that individuals are able to achieve their goals. In conclusion, Parsons argues that social action is a form of adaptation to the environment, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this adaptation is essential for the functioning of society, as it allows individuals to adjust to their environment and to achieve their goals. Social action is thus a process of adjustment between the individual and the environment, and it is through this process that individuals are able to achieve their goals. Main idea number 5. Social action is a form of integration. Idea summary: Parsons argues that social action is a form of integration between individuals and groups, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this integration is essential for the functioning of society. Talcott Parsons argues that social action is a form of integration between individuals and groups. He suggests that this integration is essential for the functioning of society, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. According to Parsons, social action is a process of mutual adjustment between individuals and groups, and it is through this process that social order is maintained. He further argues that social action is a form of communication, and that it is through this communication that individuals and groups come to understand each other and form relationships. Parsons suggests that social action is a form of integration that is necessary for the functioning of society. He argues that it is through social action that individuals and groups come to understand each other and form relationships. He further suggests that social action is a form of communication, and that it is through this communication that individuals and groups come to understand each other and form relationships. He also argues that social action is a form of coordination, and that it is through this coordination that individuals and groups come to understand each other and form relationships. Finally, he suggests that social action is a form of cooperation, and that it is through this cooperation that individuals and groups come to understand each other and form relationships. Main idea number 6. Social action is a form of goal-oriented behavior. Idea summary: Parsons argues that social action is a form of goal-oriented behavior, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this goal-oriented behavior is essential for the functioning of society. Talcott Parsons argues that social action is a form of goal-oriented behavior, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this goal-oriented behavior is essential for the functioning of society. According to Parsons, social action is a process of interaction between individuals and groups, and it is driven by the pursuit of goals. He argues that social action is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place, and that it is influenced by the values, norms, and beliefs of the individuals and groups involved. He further suggests that social action is a form of communication, and that it is a means of expressing and negotiating power relations. Finally, Parsons argues that social action is a form of collective action, and that it is a way of achieving collective goals. Parsons' concept of social action is important for understanding how societies function. He suggests that social action is a form of collective action, and that it is a way of achieving collective goals. He argues that social action is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place, and that it is influenced by the values, norms, and beliefs of the individuals and groups involved. He further suggests that social action is a form of communication, and that it is a means of expressing and negotiating power relations. Finally, Parsons argues that social action is essential for the functioning of society, and that it is a process of interaction between individuals and groups, driven by the pursuit of goals. Main idea number 7. Social action is a form of social control. Idea summary: Parsons argues that social action is a form of social control, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this social control is essential for the functioning of society. Talcott Parsons argues that social action is a form of social control, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this social control is essential for the functioning of society. According to Parsons, social action is a way of regulating behavior and maintaining order in a society. He argues that social action is a form of control that is based on shared values and norms, and that it is used to ensure that individuals and groups act in accordance with these values and norms. He further suggests that social action is a form of control that is used to maintain social stability and order, and to prevent social chaos and disruption. Parsons argues that social action is a form of control that is based on shared values and norms, and that it is used to ensure that individuals and groups act in accordance with these values and norms. He suggests that social action is a way of regulating behavior and maintaining order in a society. He further argues that social action is a form of control that is used to maintain social stability and order, and to prevent social chaos and disruption. He suggests that social action is a form of control that is based on shared values and norms, and that it is used to ensure that individuals and groups act in accordance with these values and norms. In conclusion, Parsons argues that social action is a form of social control, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this social control is essential for the functioning of society, and that it is used to maintain social stability and order, and to prevent social chaos and disruption. He further suggests that social action is a way of regulating behavior and maintaining order in a society, and that it is based on shared values and norms, and that it is used to ensure that individuals and groups act in accordance with these values and norms. Main idea number 8. Social action is a form of socialization. Idea summary. Parsons argues that social action is a form of socialization, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this socialization is essential for the functioning of society. Talcott Parsons argues that social action is a form of socialization, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this socialization is essential for the functioning of society. According to Parsons, social action is a process of interaction between individuals and groups, in which each actor is attempting to achieve their own goals. This process is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place, and is influenced by the norms, values, and beliefs of the society. Social action is also shaped by the power dynamics between the actors, as well as the resources available to them. Through social action, individuals learn how to interact with others, and how to navigate the social world. This process of socialization is essential for the functioning of society, as it allows individuals to develop the skills and knowledge necessary to participate in social life. Main idea number 9. Social action is a form of power. Idea summary. Parsons argues that social action is a form of power, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this power is essential for the functioning of society. Talcott Parsons argues that social action is a form of power, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this power is essential for the functioning of society. According to Parsons, social action is a form of power because it is the means by which individuals and groups interact with each other and with the environment. It is the way in which people make decisions, influence others, and shape their own lives. Social action is also a form of power because it is the means by which individuals and groups can shape the social order. Through social action, individuals and groups can create and maintain social structures, norms, and values. Parsons argues that social action is a form of power because it is the means by which individuals and groups can shape their own lives and the lives of others. Through social action, individuals and groups can create and maintain social structures, norms, and values. Social action is also a form of power because it is the means by which individuals and groups can influence the environment and the social order. Social action is a form of power because it is the means by which individuals and groups can shape their own lives and the lives of others. In conclusion, Parsons argues that social action is a form of power, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this power is essential for the functioning of society. Social action is a form of power because it is the means by which individuals and groups can shape their own lives and the lives of others, and it is the means by which individuals and groups can influence the environment and the social order. Main idea number 10. Social action is a form of conflict. Idea summary. Parsons argues that social action is a form of conflict, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this conflict is essential for the functioning of society. Talcott Parsons argues that social action is a form of conflict. He suggests that this conflict is essential for the functioning of society, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. According to Parsons, social action is a process of interaction between individuals or groups, and it is characterized by the pursuit of goals that are in opposition to one another. This conflict is necessary for the maintenance of social order, as it allows for the resolution of disputes and the negotiation of differences. Furthermore, Parsons argues that social action is a dynamic process, and that it is constantly changing in response to the changing environment. Parsons also suggests that social action is a form of communication, and that it is used to express and negotiate values, beliefs, and norms. He argues that social action is a way of expressing and negotiating power, and that it is used to maintain social order and stability. Additionally, Parsons argues that social action is a form of conflict resolution, and that it is used to resolve disputes and negotiate differences. Finally, he suggests that social action is a form of social control, and that it is used to regulate behavior and ensure compliance with social norms. In conclusion, Parsons argues that social action is a form of conflict, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this conflict is essential for the functioning of society, and that it is used to express and negotiate values, beliefs, and norms. Additionally, he argues that social action is a form of communication, conflict resolution, and social control. Main idea number 11. Social action is a form of cooperation. Idea summary: Parsons argues that social action is a form of cooperation, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this cooperation is essential for the functioning of society. Talcott Parsons argues that social action is a form of cooperation, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this cooperation is essential for the functioning of society. According to Parsons, social action is a process of mutual adjustment between individuals and groups, and it is based on shared values and norms. He argues that social action is a form of communication, and that it is a way of expressing and negotiating social relationships. He further suggests that social action is a form of collective action, and that it is a way of achieving collective goals. Finally, Parsons argues that social action is a form of power, and that it is a way of influencing and controlling the behavior of others. Parsons argues that social action is a form of cooperation, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this cooperation is essential for the functioning of society. He argues that social action is a process of mutual adjustment between individuals and groups, and that it is based on shared values and norms. He further suggests that social action is a form of communication, and that it is a way of expressing and negotiating social relationships. He also argues that social action is a form of collective action, and that it is a way of achieving collective goals. Finally, Parsons argues that social action is a form of power, and that it is a way of influencing and controlling the behavior of others. Main idea number 12. Social action is a form of competition. Idea summary: Parsons argues that social action is a form of competition, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this competition is essential for the functioning of society. Talcott Parsons argues that social action is a form of competition, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this competition is essential for the functioning of society. According to Parsons, social action is a process of interaction between individuals or groups, in which each participant seeks to achieve their own goals while taking into account the goals of the other participants. This competition is based on the idea that each participant is trying to maximize their own interests, while also taking into account the interests of the other participants. As a result, the competition is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. Parsons argues that this competition is essential for the functioning of society. He suggests that it is necessary for the development of social order, as it allows individuals and groups to interact in a way that is beneficial to all. Furthermore, He argues that it is necessary for the development of social solidarity, as it allows individuals and groups to cooperate in order to achieve common goals. Finally, he suggests that it is necessary for the development of social progress, as it allows individuals and groups to compete in order to achieve better outcomes. In conclusion, Parsons argues that social action is a form of competition, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this competition is essential for the functioning of society, as it allows individuals and groups to interact in a way that is beneficial to all. Main idea number 13. Social action is a form of exchange. Idea summary: Parsons argues that social action is a form of exchange, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this exchange is essential for the functioning of society. Talcott Parsons argues that social action is a form of exchange, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this exchange is essential for the functioning of society. According to Parsons, social action is a process of mutual adjustment between two or more actors, in which each actor seeks to achieve his or her own goals while taking into account the goals of the other actors. This exchange is based on the idea of reciprocity, in which each actor gives something in order to receive something in return. This exchange is not necessarily a material exchange, but can also be an exchange of ideas, values, or emotions. Parsons argues that social action is a form of communication, in which actors use symbols to communicate their intentions and desires. He suggests that this communication is essential for the functioning of society, as it allows actors to coordinate their actions and to negotiate their differences. He also argues that social action is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. This context includes the norms, values, and beliefs of the society, as well as the economic and political structures that shape the interactions between actors. In conclusion, Parsons argues that social action is a form of exchange, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this exchange is essential for the functioning of society, as it allows actors to coordinate their actions and to negotiate their differences. By understanding the dynamics of social action, we can better understand the functioning of society and the role of individuals within it. Main idea number 14. Social action is a form of negotiation. Idea summary: Parsons argues that social action is a form of negotiation, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this negotiation is essential for the functioning of society. Talcott Parsons argues that social action is a form of negotiation, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this negotiation is essential for the functioning of society. According to Parsons, social action is a process of interaction between individuals and groups, in which each party attempts to influence the other in order to achieve their own goals. This negotiation is based on the shared values and norms of the society, and is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. For example, the power dynamics between different social groups can influence the outcome of the negotiation. Parsons argues that social action is a form of communication, and that it is a way for individuals and groups to express their needs and interests. He suggests that this communication is essential for the maintenance of social order, as it allows individuals and groups to negotiate and resolve conflicts. Furthermore, Parsons argues that social action is a form of adaptation, as it allows individuals and groups to adjust to changing circumstances. He suggests that this adaptation is essential for the functioning of society, as it allows individuals and groups to adjust to new situations and to find solutions to problems. In conclusion, Parsons argues that social action is a form of negotiation, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this negotiation is essential for the functioning of society, as it allows individuals and groups to express their needs and interests, and to adjust to changing circumstances. Thus, social action is an important part of the social order, and it is essential for the maintenance of social stability. Main idea number 15. Social action is a form of decision-making. Idea summary: Parsons argues that social action is a form of decision-making and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this decision-making is essential for the functioning of society. Talcott Parsons argues that social action is a form of decision-making and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this decision-making is essential for the functioning of society. According to Parsons, social action is a process of making choices and decisions based on the values, norms, and expectations of the society in which it takes place. He argues that social action is a form of communication and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this decision-making is essential for the functioning of society, as it allows individuals to make decisions that are in line with the values and norms of the society. Furthermore, he argues that social action is a form of power, as it allows individuals to influence the decisions of others. Finally, he suggests that social action is a form of adaptation, as it allows individuals to adjust their behavior in order to better fit into the society in which they live. Main idea number 16. Social action is a form of learning. Idea summary: Parsons argues that social action is a form of learning and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this learning is essential for the functioning of society. Talcott Parsons argues that social action is a form of learning and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this learning is essential for the functioning of society. According to Parsons, social action is a process of learning through which individuals acquire knowledge and skills that enable them to interact with others in a meaningful way. This learning is not only about the acquisition of knowledge, but also about the development of attitudes and values that shape the way individuals interact with each other. Furthermore, Parsons argues that this learning is not only about the individual, but also about the collective, as it is through social action that individuals learn to understand and appreciate the norms and values of their society. Parsons suggests that social action is a form of learning that is both conscious and unconscious. He argues that individuals learn through their interactions with others, and that this learning is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. For example, individuals learn to understand and appreciate the norms and values of their society through their interactions with others. Furthermore, Parsons suggests that this learning is not only about the individual, but also about the collective, as it is through social action that individuals learn to understand and appreciate the norms and values of their society. In conclusion, Parsons argues that social action is a form of learning that is essential for the functioning of society. He suggests that this learning is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place, and that it is both conscious and unconscious. Furthermore, he argues that this learning is not only about the individual, but also about the collective, as it is through social action that individuals learn to understand and appreciate the norms and values of their society. Main idea number 17. Social action is a form of adaptation to change. Idea summary: Parsons argues that social action is a form of adaptation to change, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this adaptation is essential for the functioning of society. Talcott Parsons argues that social action is a form of adaptation to change. He suggests that this adaptation is essential for the functioning of society, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. According to Parsons, social action is a process of adjustment to changing conditions, and it is through this process that individuals and groups are able to maintain their social order. He argues that social action is a form of adaptation to change, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. Parsons further argues that social action is a process of adjustment to changing conditions, and that it is through this process that individuals and groups are able to maintain their social order. He suggests that social action is a form of adaptation to change, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He argues that this adaptation is essential for the functioning of society, and that it is through this process that individuals and groups are able to maintain their social order. In conclusion, Parsons argues that social action is a form of adaptation to change, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this adaptation is essential for the functioning of society, and that it is through this process that individuals and groups are able to maintain their social order. He further argues that social action is a process of adjustment to changing conditions, and that it is through this process that individuals and groups are able to maintain their social order. Main idea number 18. Social action is a form of collective action. Idea summary. Parsons argues that social action is a form of collective action, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this collective action is essential for the functioning of society. Talcott Parsons argues that social action is a form of collective action, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this collective action is essential for the functioning of society. According to Parsons, social action is a process of interaction between individuals and groups, and it is based on shared values, norms, and expectations. He argues that social action is a form of collective action, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this collective action is essential for the functioning of society, as it allows individuals to coordinate their activities and to work together to achieve common goals. Furthermore, Parsons argues that social action is a form of communication, and that it is a way for individuals to express their values and beliefs. He suggests that social action is a form of collective action, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He argues that this collective action is essential for the functioning of society, as it allows individuals to coordinate their activities and to work together to achieve common goals. Main idea number 19. Social action is a form of social solidarity. Idea summary. Parsons argues that social action is a form of social solidarity, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this social solidarity is essential for the functioning of society. Talcott Parsons argues that social action is a form of social solidarity, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this social solidarity is essential for the functioning of society. According to Parsons, social action is a form of collective action that is based on shared values, beliefs, and norms. It is a way for individuals to come together to achieve a common goal, and it is often seen as a form of resistance against oppressive forces. Social action is also a way for individuals to express their solidarity with one another and to create a sense of community. It is a way for individuals to come together to create a better society and to work towards a common good. Parsons argues that social action is a form of collective action that is based on shared values, beliefs, and norms. He suggests that this social solidarity is essential for the functioning of society. He argues that social action is a way for individuals to come together to achieve a common goal and to express their solidarity with one another. It is a way for individuals to come together to create a better society and to work towards a common good. Social action is also a way for individuals to resist oppressive forces and to create a sense of community. In conclusion, Parsons argues that social action is a form of social solidarity, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this social solidarity is essential for the functioning of society. Social action is a way for individuals to come together to achieve a common goal and to express their solidarity with one another. It is a way for individuals to come together to create a better society and to work towards a common good. It is also a way for individuals to resist oppressive forces and to create a sense of community. Main idea number 20. Social action is a form of social order. Idea summary. Parsons argues that social action is a form of social order, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this social order is essential for the functioning of society. Talcott Parsons argues that social action is a form of social order, and that it is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. He suggests that this social order is essential for the functioning of society. According to Parsons, social action is a process of interaction between individuals and groups, and it is the basis for the formation of social norms and values. He argues that social action is a form of social order because it is based on shared values and norms, and it is regulated by the social structure. Furthermore, he suggests that social action is a form of social order because it is a means of achieving collective goals and objectives. Finally, Parsons argues that social action is a form of social order because it is a way of maintaining social stability and order. Parsons argues that social action is a form of social order because it is based on shared values and norms. He suggests that these shared values and norms are essential for the functioning of society, as they provide a framework for social interaction and cooperation. Furthermore, he argues that social action is a form of social order because it is regulated by the social structure. This means that social action is shaped by the cultural and structural context in which it takes place. Finally, Parsons suggests that social action is a form of social order because it is a means of achieving collective goals and objectives. This means that social action is a way of maintaining social stability and order.